This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where you can jump in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you're just tuning in, we started out the show with news that the FDA next week, or as soon as next week, may be announcing a ban on certain flavored e-cigarette products from, quote, tens of thousands of convenience stores and gas stations across the country. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts about this or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Bill in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, sir. Good to talk to you again. Been a while.
Thank you.
Missed you guys.
Thanks.
Either way, two points I want to make is one about tobacco and nicotine. I think that if we look back on the use of nicotine in the world, it predates the printing press and really goes up to 1950 when it started to be maybe taboo a little bit, but almost everybody smoked. And right now I think China is producing the most tobacco in the world, and they're selling it to Russia, and they're consuming a huge amount and doing wonderful things. And I don't know many truckers or people who, I used to be a Marine and I used to drive all night on, let's say long weekends. And I don't know anyone who didn't get some benefit from having some tobacco to keep them awake at night, things like that. That said, the vaping is positive. The vaping has no nicotine in it to begin with. I have zero nicotine in my vape. I haven't had a tobacco cigarette in 2 months.
Congrats.
And yes.
Did you jump from smoking cigarettes to 0 milligrams, or did you step down over 2 months?
I tried that last year, a year ago, and it worked for a while, and then I went back to cigarettes because I was still puffing. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy the puffing. It's like chewing on a lollipop or a toothpick or anything else.
So they all call it an oral fixation.
Yeah, there are people who've used those candies as a way to break a smoking habit because they want to have something in their mouth.
I've seen that when I was a child. I've seen it now. I'm 60 years old, and yes, people who tried quit smoking, but smoking's been around only for 300 or 400 years. I don't know anyone that
smoking tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tobacco. I don't know what the Egyptians smoked, but yeah,
they found marijuana in there in one of the tombs.
Yep.
I think they found cocaine too. Actually, yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, where'd they get that from? Yeah. Anyway,
drug cartels in Colombia.
Yeah, probably. I think they communicated. That's they had
the aliens.
That's
what it was.
The transport system.
So, Bill, let's see. You're a fan here of the e-cigarettes.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. I am a big fan. No smoke, no smell, no tobacco, no nicotine. I smoke 50-50 PG, and which is petroleum glycol. Mm-hmm. Which is prescribed by the FDA. You can go down to the VA local in Keene and get a prescription for petroleum glycol. Now, I also do 50% vegetable glycerin, which is in baby food and it is in makeup. It is in human food. It is in dog food.
You're saying that because a lot of people hear these terms and they're like, they get real scared by.
Yeah, but you don't vaporize
baby food.
And guess
what? It's in every smoke machine, in every discotheque, every television shoot, every Halloween thing. Every single smoke machine uses the same composition, and it has been prescribed by the it was in my Vicks vapor rub in 1959 when I was born. I used it in 1950s and 60s. FDA approved, and it's still available now in this form in the vaporizer.
But Bill, shouldn't these bans be in place to save the children? I mean, don't we need to save the children by banning?
When I was a child, I had a Vicks vapor rub in my room when I had a cold, and it had menthol in them. It was called Vicks Mentholatum. It had the same ingredients.
Interesting.
Why are you banning it now, 50 years later?
Thank you, Bill. Great call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, because it looks good.
Because the Internet has decided that people who vaporize are douches.
No, that's not the reason. The reason is, as I think our caller earlier pointed out, is follow the money.
Follow the money.
They get more taxes off of cigarettes. They want more people to smoke. They're never going to admit to that, but that's possibly the reason. Beyond that, it looks good politically when they do it. So here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, the city council is planning on doing another stupid ban that's going to ultimately be completely pointless and is essentially nothing more than a political move for looks of banning 18, 19, and 20-year-olds from purchasing and possessing any kind of nicotine-related product. So whether it be cigarettes or e-juice or an e-cigarette, they will be prohibited from doing that and can be written a ticket by the local police as well as having their stuff confiscated. Likely that's how this ordinance is going to be written. It has yet to be written. They're in that process right now.
It's interesting how the government wants to be the head of the cartel that distributes the most addictive stuff. They decide who distributes alcohol. Mm-hmm. They decide who.
In some cases, it's them.
Well, in some cases, yeah. In other cases, they decide which restaurants are licensed to serve it,
right.
Serve their, cartelized addictive product. They decide who
deadly and addictive.
They decide who's able to sell cigarettes. They decide. I mean, you can't just go in the cigarette selling business.
No, they'll choke you to death.
That
happened.
Yep, that's
Eric
true.
Garner. Look him up. There's video of that man being choked to death by a police officer simply because he was selling Lucy's, which is single cigarettes,
right.
On the streets of New York.
Killed for essentially, tax evasion.
Basically. Being a free person.
Distributing cigarettes without a license.
Yep.
And I think to some extent you'll find this coming in the vaporizer industry because the government just doesn't like the idea that you're sidestepping their cartel. You're going to use a different product? Well, you better quit or else. Those are your only choices. So.
In this case, they're not going to ban the products outright. They are going to ban certain nicotine products from being sold at certain locations.
Once they can ban one, once they send that floater out there, then they can do anything.
Well, they already can do anything they want. They're the FDA. If they wanted to ban these things outright, they could. But for whatever reason, they're targeting the ones that are likely the jewel products.
They're scared of doing the whole deal at once.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I mean,
is it that much easier? I mean, most of these companies are very obedient. They're just going to do whatever it is they're told to do.
What does the government do? It takes a group of people, cuts them in half, and sets them against each other. So they're turning the juice producers against the nicotine salt producers, and now you got it.
Well, nicotine salts are apparently still going to be available because you can get them, as our caller earlier was pointing out, to put into the tank-style cartridges. And I'd ask if you shake it in there, and apparently it's also a juice. So here's about nicotine salts. I actually looked this one up because I was curious to know more about this. And there's actually a pretty good article here by liquidnicotinewholesalers.com. It says here, don't let the name confuse you with nicotine salts. It's also known as Nic salt, just refers to a scientific definition. It doesn't mean that it's infused with a tasty mineral you sprinkle on your mac and cheese. In chemical terms, a salt results when an acid reacts with a base. Simply put, nicotine salts are made by mixing pure nicotine, base, with certain types of acids. Now, they say, I know what you're thinking right about now. Acids? That sounds worse. Well, actually, nicotine salts exist in tobacco naturally. So if you've smoked a cigarette, you've experienced nicotine salt. Nicotine, also referred to as freebase nicotine or nicotine liquid, is directly extracted from tobacco. In this process, all the impurities found in tobacco are stripped away, leaving you with nicotine in its pure form. This form of nicotine is used in almost all e-juices on the market today. Freebase nicotine has a high alkalinity with a pH level of around 7 to 8. So the reason why they're explaining this is because the pH level directly correlates with the severity of harshness that the vapor experiences during inhalation. The higher the nicotine strength, the harsher it becomes. So the creation of nicotine salt is achieved by strategically infusing specific acids to the free-base nicotine, and that actually reduces the pH level of the nicotine solution, resulting in less irritation. So essentially, you can get a higher dose of a hit with less irritation to your throat via these nicotine salts. Mm. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. We're talking about the potential ban, and it sounds likely, based on what the Washington Post and others are reporting, that the FDA may be banning multiple types of products, I guess, the sort of encased, encapsulated e-cigarette products, not the ones you can add to or you can refill, but the ones that you sort of buy and then toss out. They're going to be banning those, apparently, from a variety of different locations in real life, like tens of thousands of convenience stores and gas stations across the country. However, they will still be available for purchase online, all of this with the ostensible reason of stopping young people from using nicotine, which is just on its face ridiculous. We've been hearing your calls and thoughts on the matter. You're welcome to continue with us. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, who is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With a lot of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's easier now than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands like Home Depot or Domino's Pizza, Hotels.com, and more with Bitcoin Cash. To do it, just go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, choose the gift card of your preference, and then follow the on-screen instructions to make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. So this is one of the ways that you can spend cryptocurrency and get things in real life. Go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story that I actually, we took a break here from the Washington Post and Gizmodo on the potential ban of e-cigarettes to talk about these nicotine salts, which is a term I just heard for the first time here tonight.
And yeah, I hadn't heard it either.
According to liquidnicotinewholesalers.com, the nicotine salt is a chemical structure change. Basically, they're adding acids to the nicotine, and they say these are actually, they exist in tobacco naturally. So if you've smoked a cigarette, you've experienced nicotine salts. And they say that by adding these acids, it actually lowers the pH level, which means that when you take a hit off of a nicotine salt-based device, you can get a higher dose of nicotine without as much of the throat hit, without that harshness to it.
The stuff that makes you cough.
Right. They say, we've already talked about one advantage that the nic salts provide, a smoother hit allowing you to vape higher nicotine concentrations. The next major advantage to the nic salts.
That's a real advantage. Let's get some more nicotine, a known carcinogen.
Well, that's what people want, Mark. That's the reason they're using these products, so
not
they can
always
deliver nicotine into their bodies. That's the reason why you do it for the most part. Some people will cut down on the nicotine over time, but when they're starting from a cigarette, they want to, as you pointed out, your experience back in the early days of the e-juice, because you did try the e-cigarette out briefly. We had a sponsor a long time ago.
Yeah, I just did it to try it.
I
wasn't smoking it.
But your statement was that it wasn't as much of a throat hit as the actual cigarette was.
Well, nothing like it, yeah.
But what they're telling you now is you can get more close to, beyond, in fact, the level of nicotine from a cigarette nowadays, a decade later, with these new products. And so some people are going to be looking for that. So they say the other advantage is the nicotine blood absorption rate. It has been proven that nicotine salt vape juice will enter the bloodstream faster than traditional vape juice. Nic salts provide a blood absorption rate closer to an actual cigarette.
Hmm.
This is beneficial to those trying to quit smoking because Nic salt e-liquid is mimicking the effects of the cancer stick you're trying to put down. Therefore, if you're struggling with the transition to vaping because you're not getting the same effects as a cigarette, you might want to give nicotine salt e-juice a try. And this was the major objection I heard when my ex-girlfriend was trying to quit using a vaporizer that I'd purchased. Her objection was, it just doesn't feel like the cigarette. And so she ended up going back to cigarettes. Now she's finally made the transition and has actually been using a vape. And I'm not sure if she's using these nic salts. I didn't know about them, so I didn't know to ask. Finally, they say here,
she's not the girlfriend anymore.
I still see her. We're still on good terms.
Yeah.
When vaping nicotine e-salt juice, it's important to understand the devices used to vape the salt e-liquid will differ depending on the nicotine strength that you choose. If you're simply looking to put down a cigarette, then a higher nicotine salt strength, such as 25 to 50 milligrams, while using a low-powered pod device is recommended. If you like chucking clouds and getting tons of flavor with your high-powered sub-ohm device, then we recommend turning it down a notch and using a low lower nicotine salt e-juice in the neighborhood of 6 to 15 milligrams. So there's so many, you know, experts on these topics out there. I'm glad. I think we've learned some stuff tonight. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Let's go to Rob. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Rob.
Hello, gentlemen. I love your guys' program.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to weigh in. I smoked two packs of cigarettes a day, and of course I wanted to quit, but I wasn't ready to quit. A buddy of mine turned me on to a vaporizer, and within about a week, I mean, I quit smoking. I just realized I could smoke it in my house, and the only thing people say is once in a while is that they think it smells kind of good, and my respiratory system is 100% better. Before, I couldn't hardly hold my breath to wash my hair, and
Oh, man.
Yeah. I smoked heavy for many years, and I think it's a godsend.
How long did it take you to clear out after you quit smoking the cigarettes and you noticed that you were able to, you know, hold your breath a little longer when you were cognizant of that?
Absolutely. I would say probably maybe 2 months I started feeling better. Ironically, I'd had a chest x-ray about 10 or 12 years ago, and the doctor told me, he's like, man, this doesn't look all that great. And then I just had one. I had a surgery, and they did a chest x-ray. And I asked the doctor, I said, how's that look? He's like, that looks really good.
Was it the same doctor?
Well, no, it wasn't the same doctor. They didn't compare. The first doctor said that he could definitely tell I've smoked and I need to quit. And then I told the second x-ray about it, and he said, well, I guess lungs heal themselves. I didn't know that. But anyway,
amazing. And how old are you?
Yeah, well, the younger you are, the more they're going to heal themselves. You quit smoking at 70, you're not going to heal nearly as well as if you quit smoking at 25.
How old were you when you quit smoking, and how old were you when you started the habit?
Well, I started smoking cigarettes when I was about 16. I'm 51 now, and that's been probably maybe 3 years ago that I went on the vaporizer. Yeah, I just felt 100% better. I don't smell like cigarettes anymore. And
I think
it's a great, personally, yeah, I mean, something's going to get me. And I started off at 24 milligrams. Mm-hmm. I'm down to 6. I mean, I do need to go to 3, and I feel like I could, but I'm just.
This is a common story. This is amazing.
You wouldn't want to rush if it's going to put your recovery in jeopardy, as it were. Take your time and do it, you know,
when you're ready.
Step.
Absolutely. Yeah, just to smell. I'm not a hypocrite. A lot of people that used to smoke, they're the biggest hypocrites in the world. But, I mean, I don't gripe about it. I just don't like to be around it. I'm happy that I was able to go this route.
Right. I don't give anybody any trouble about their smoking, but for instance, it's a restaurant where they have smoking, I'm probably not going to go there and eat my food in a restaurant where they have smoking. So I'm just not interested in that.
It's getting harder to find those places.
It is getting harder.
There's a few bars. I live in Boone County, and they let you smoke. And, man, it's just, I'm not much of a bar guy, but if I have to go in there and get a sandwich and a beer, yeah, it's rough.
Rob, great story. Thank you for sharing it with us. I really appreciate hearing from you. That's Rob there in Indianapolis. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The FDA is going to try to stop those young people from using a thing that could actually stop them from doing something much worse, which is to say, continue a smoking habit. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. calmer winds are giving firefighters in California a chance to slow wildfires that are burning everything from mobile homes to mansions. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi.
The weather is giving those firefighters a brief respite today. Johnny Kyle with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says right now we're only seeing light winds in the area.
But tonight and in the morning we expect the winds to pick up and we expect the north winds to increase 15, gusting about 25. So any strong winds concerns us.
Those winds are expected to die down by Monday evening or Tuesday morning.
Two fires have destroyed dozens of homes and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate, including the entire celebrity enclave of Malibu. The fire in Northern California's Butte County has destroyed the mountain town of Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Lake Freedom. We're here on the live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We love cryptocurrency here at Free Talk Live. And there is a really cool tool that you can utilize to spread cryptocurrency in real life. Because crypto is kind of an online thing, or at least that's how it feels to most people. But it's actually really cool when you can actually share it in real life with people. And CryptoTip allows you to do that. You go to cryptotip.org and you can print out, either for Bitcoin Cash or for Dash, two different types of cryptocurrencies, you can print out printable business card size tips that you can hand to somebody or leave for a waiter or waitress, although I recommend you leave it on top of a good cash tip, so you want to give them a good cash tip so they'll actually look at it and take it seriously, or use it as a stocking stuffer, or, you know, slide it inside a gift card for a birthday, you know, or something like that. There are different ways to utilize this. In fact, Michael Hampton, who is the brilliant programmer behind cryptotip.org, he told me today that we've hit a record. The largest size tip has been purchased. Somebody bought a $100 crypto tip today in Bitcoin Cash. at CryptoTip.org.
They're going to give a tip of $100?
Like I said, maybe they're going to give it to their mom or, you know.
Could be a Christmas gift.
Right. Could be a Christmas gift. Who knows? Birthday gift. So think of different ways you can use this.
I hadn't really thought of using CryptoTip as a Christmas or birthday gift.
It's just a great way to introduce somebody to cryptocurrency, especially a busy person. It's nice as a tip because a person who you would tip is usually busy.
Busy, sure.
You know, they're a cab driver or they're, you know, cutting hair or whatever it is they're doing.
They got to get on to the next person.
Right. So you leave this with them, and then when they get off work, they can scan the code on this little business card size printable tip, and then they can read all about cryptocurrency and get instructions on how to set up their first wallet, and then they receive from you the cryptocurrency. And if they don't, if they throw it away, well, then you get your crypto back.
It's not destroyed.
After there's a certain expiration date that you can set. So do you want it to be 30 days, 3 months, or whatever? You decide. It's configurable. It's really sweet. CryptoTip.org. And it's free to use if you want, although you can give a donation to the site if you choose. CryptoTip.org. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, is the FDA planning to ban the sale of a variety of nicotine e-delivery devices, such as the Juul product? This almost seems to be targeting the Juul company because it's not going to ban the refillable style e-cigarettes. With the
Juul's probably got competition, but yes, it's definitely right in their face.
Yeah, they're the major player, I guess, in the market at the moment. They certainly have competition. Well, let's go to Jerry. He's in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Welcome, sir.
By the way, the way I read that, they were going to ban only the flavors.
Correct. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, they felt that the kids were going to gravitate toward the flavors, and so it's the way I understand it, they're going to keep the menthol because real cigarettes come in the menthol, right?
Yep.
About 2 years ago, I tried vaping, and I loved it, and I've had everything they make, from the ones that look like real cigarettes to the ones that look like bongs. I've got one sitting beside me right now I took delivery of a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a little problem that was very interesting. When I started vaping, I loved it. I was off cigarettes for, I don't know, a little over 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe. And I started getting sores in my mouth, really bad and really painful.
Yikes.
So I got online to find out if anyone else was experiencing the same thing. Come to find out, thousands of people out there were getting sores in their mouth from vaping. And nobody could figure out why. They thought it might be the glycol. I mean, how often do you breathe in vaporized glycol all day long, you know? But no one had an answer at that time. I haven't gone back to check on it since. But in the meantime, what I did find out, within 3.5 to 4 days of going back to cigarettes, and I've been a smoker for 52 years, after 3 or 4 days, my mouth started clearing up, and within 6 days, my mouth was clear again. Nothing. So the cigarettes, I guess, actually helped clear that problem up. So I've tried, several more since then, and either they just taste nasty or they don't taste like cigarettes, or the delivery system is so bad that when you, suck in on them, they make you cough like crazy. And I don't cough with cigarettes. I mean, I was a radio talk show host. I couldn't afford to cough on the air. We didn't have a cough button, right?
They let you smoke in the studio?
No, we had to go outside the studio. Okay. But, during the breaks and so forth.
Gotcha.
But,
you've been back on, you're trying other vapes. Did the sores come back?
No, what happened was I couldn't stay on them long enough to find out, because the delivery system was so horrible.
You're not satisfied.
It either made me cough my head off, or it was just so nasty I didn't want to.
It's
got to
be some kind of allergy, right? I mean, it's got to be a certain group of people. Like the other guy who called earlier, he just didn't have a good experience with it. Some people, it seems to be a godsend for them, while others don't have a good experience. And in your case, you had a reaction.
Right. And they also claim that they thought maybe part of the problem was because these early vaping delivery systems, the juices were made in China.
Mm.
Although the one I was using was made, we actually had a laboratory where I, not far from where I live, that they were, you know, making their own stuff right here in America. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but I just couldn't deal with it. And I'd like to go back, but, you know, I just can't.
Jerry, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight.
Sure,
I appreciate the story, and thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. A story from Gizmodo.com on the likely ban, according to the Washington Post, of the specific flavored e-cigarette products. However, one will reportedly remain shielded from the ban. The Post reported the agency will allow menthol flavors, as Jerry pointed out, to stay, in part because they're also permitted in traditional cigarettes. So as long as the kids like mint, they're good to go, but also because the
menthol is so strange. It's not like kids have. Is there? I guess I would be asking this: are kids using vaporizers at a greater rate than kids would be using cigarettes in the absence of vaporizers? Like, we'd have to go back and look at the numbers prior to these vaporizers.
Well, that's the claim, is that the candy flavors will make them start using nicotine. And I bet there are a few examples of that. That's probably happened.
There's an example of something everywhere. There's 7 billion people on this, 7 or 8 billion people on the planet. Somebody's done something every time.
Quote, the agency doesn't want to give traditional cigarettes an advantage over e-cigarettes in the retail setting. Gregory Conley, president of the American Vaping Association, told Gizmodo by email that while he agrees no minors should vape, the rumored restrictions will, quote, only serve to make it harder for adult smokers to switch to a far less harmful alternative. He said further, not every town has a vape shop, meaning that for many smokers, it will be much easier to pick up a pack of Marlboros or Camels or even an unrestricted cherry-flavored cigar at a local convenience store than it will be to make the switch to a vaping product that truly helps him or her break the desire for cigarettes.
Have you ever smoked one of these, like, cherry-flavored cigars?
I don't think so. I've had some blunt wraps that have been flavored.
Yeah. It's like cherry-flavored dirt.
It's awful. The news of the forthcoming regulation follows a report in September that the FDA had taken steps to crack down on the sale of e-cigarettes to minors with a nationwide undercover blitz of both online...
They love this stuff, don't they?
Yeah. And brick-and-mortar retailers in what the FDA characterized as the largest coordinated enforcement effort in its history. The agency said it sent more than 1,300 warning letters and fines to retailers who sold vaping products to minors. Gottlieb said in a statement, now Gottlieb is the bureaucrat here, I believe, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, said in a statement at the time, quote, we're committed to the comprehensive approach to address addiction to nicotine that we announced last year. But at the same time, we see clear signs that youth use of electronic cigarettes has reached an epidemic proportion. And we must adjust certain aspects of our comprehensive strategy to stem this clear and present danger. This starts with the actions we're taking today to crack down on retail sales of e-cigarettes to minors. It's an epidemic, Mark.
Well,
according to him,
I wouldn't argue that cigarettes are an epidemic.
He said electronic cigarettes.
I understand. So I would have to know some things, and I just don't feel like there's enough science out there surrounding vaporizers for them to use this terminology and all that stuff. I don't think we should stop selling them because while they do the studies, but we just don't know. To me, vaporizing seems less harmful than cigarettes, and some kids are going to smoke in the absence of vaporizers. If they vaporize instead, then that's a net positive, I guess. I would prefer they not get involved in this at all. I would prefer I hadn't started smoking at about age 16.
We've blown through our break, so I don't know what's going on at the network studios, but at this point we are definitely filling air. Some of our stations have probably broken away.
Anglers,
there we are.
Campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
special perks as well. You can get the full list of what you can get, like access to the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, their special contributors channels on our Discord server, and more. Just go and get the details. Get signed up. Use credit card. Use PayPal. Use Bitcoin, BTC. It's up to you how you want to help us out, but we sure do appreciate it when you do it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thanks to Sid, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. If you want to get props for being an amplifier, by default, you are anonymous, so you do have to fill out the form, basically. And I give you instructions when you sign up for the amp thing. Basically, you just let us know what you want to be called on the air. If you don't let us know, we won't call you anything, because we presume you want to stay anonymous. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. The Gizmodo story here about the FDA impending ban on certain flavored types of e-cigarettes says the Wall Street Journal has reported as of yesterday that Juul Labs, which is the market leader apparently in these enclosed nicotine salt devices, Juul Labs plans to pull most of its flavored vaping products from brick-and-mortar stores.
Man.
Citing, it hasn't even come out yet, and Juul's already planning to do this.
Are they owned by anybody? I mean, is Juul...
I asked about that, actually, when I was talking with Daryl off the air about this, and according to one of the stories I was looking at, they are a startup. So I don't think they're like Philip Morris or Altria or whatever it is, these major... cigarette manufacturers. I don't think they're behind Juul, but I haven't done any real research into that. I bet you Wikipedia would know about that. So anyway, according to sources familiar with the decision, again, Juul's going to pull their products from brick-and-mortar stores, the ones with the flavors. Falling in line with the report about the forthcoming FDA ban on some flavored vaping products, the company reportedly, quote, plans to keep menthol and tobacco-flavored products in stores, and all of its flavored products, including cucumber and mango, will continue to be available for sale on its website. I can't imagine people would want to buy cucumber-flavored. I mean, want to talk about one of the most flavorless vegetables out there. Cucumber is just one of the most boring vegetables.
That's what people who like cucumbers say. They say it just tastes fresh. I, on the other hand, hate this particular fruit.
Oh, I'm not a fan of cucumbers.
To me, everything that a cucumber touches tastes like cucumbers.
Oh, yeah? I've never really had that problem with it. Green peppers are more like that for me.
Yeah, well, I think it's vile.
Either way.
Mind you, kids, eat your vegetables.
Right.
Cucumbers really don't have that many nutrients or anything. They're just crispy water.
A little bit better maybe than lettuce, right? Iceberg lettuce.
Right. It's better than, the Hershey bar that I had out of the leftover
Hey, that comes from the cocoa tree.
Yeah.
That's natural.
That's right. It's natural. It's a Hershey bar tree. Idiot.
So anyway, that's your news about the ban. I'm sure it's going to get, there's a good chance it's going to get worse from here. But ultimately, come on, the idea that this is going to protect children is just ridiculous on its face. And I'm sorry, hello, if the idea is you're going to stop teenagers from getting their hands on this, you don't think teenagers know how to use the internet? They're going to order these things online. Or they're going to figure out how to use one of the refillable, juice things.
Yep.
Just go and get. It's a smarter move anyway. It's more economical, from what I can tell, to buy the juice and refill a new, the same unit over and over again than keep buying these electronic things they have to throw out after you're done with them.
Exactly one time as a teenager did I sit out in the parking lot of a grocery store near a liquor store and try to get, somebody going in there to buy us alcohol.
Did it work?
We did get it, but it was an embarrassing.
It worked for us, too.
An annoying.
Some homeless guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what his status
was. He looked homeless.
He looked hardworking in my case. But mine was 10 years before yours.
Yeah.
And after that, I realized this is a dumb way to go about this.
Mm.
I know a lot of people over the age of 21. And so I just planned ahead.
Just go talk to them. Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to get a bottle of vodka. And I'd like to, here's some money. Go take care of that for me, please, if you would. And that's how we handled that issue when I was in high school. So I had enough forethought to plan ahead to get my mind-altering substance that I was going to drink. Mind you, this kept me away from beer and put me on hard liquor because I couldn't transport a case of beer as easily
as
I could.
More space.
1.75 liters of vodka in a plastic bottle.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, the result of the laws caused me to get more concentrated alcohol. But, ladies and gentlemen, this rule isn't going to stop kids from getting the drug that they want to get. All they have to do is plan ahead a little bit.
And for those that don't plan ahead,
this, that kids were more likely to have jobs when I was my age. I certainly had a job, so therefore I had money to get these things. I don't know how kids afford anything these days.
Well, their moms and dads probably give them some money.
Probably not for Juul.
They don't know what it's for. I mean, they just give them money and they end up spending it on those things. But look, even for the ones who don't plan ahead, you're right, Mark, some will. But for those who don't plan ahead, there will be the entrepreneurs.
Yeah. That's
who will go. Because I remember when I was in school,
right,
people would
buy three times as many and sell two-thirds of them to your friends.
Right. You don't get a discount for buying at the grocery store. You don't get a discount for buying in bulk, generally, at a convenience store.
But you do on the Internet.
But if you go online, you can find the right places where you can get a discount for buying in bulk. So an entrepreneur who wants to make a little bit of money off his lazy friends will go and buy some vaporizers, then they will mark them up, and they'll sell them to people under the age of 18.
Just like they did with Jolly Ranchers when I was in school.
They did that crap, too. I remember in sixth grade, it was Tear Jerkers. Those were the things.
Is that a candy?
So they sold them at Publix it's a gum, actually. They sold them at Publix in big bags in the deli section. And the Tear Jerkers had different strengths in the bag. So, like, depending on the color of the Tear Jerker, it would be more or less sour. And there was a whole market of these Tear Jerkers being sold in the school. It was crazy.
The one that always gets me the most is the cinnamon toothpicks. Like, this is
I remember those.
A big deal. You know, like cinnamon oil. Man, this stuff is crazy. You don't want to spill that in your skin.
You don't.
Or whatever. I have no idea.
Those would make my mouth break out because just the toothpick, let alone the oil itself in some cases. If it was too strong,
yeah,
it would do some very bad things.
It's funny. When I was a kid and cinnamon toothpicks seemed like a bad thing, like a forbidden thing,
right.
I wanted them.
Heck yeah.
Now that I've been an adult for decades,
you haven't wanted
one. I haven't considered for a moment acquiring cinnamon oil. I'm sure I could. I've got the Internet, right? And then dipping little chips of wood in it.
Didn't you have to, put them in the microwave?
I don't know that we didn't even. Most houses didn't have microwaves when I was in middle school.
Okay, well, when I was, they did. It has been a while, man. Those were cool. 855-450 for you. I have fond memories of cinnamon toothpicks. I'm glad you brought that up. Hour number three is on the way here. You can talk about your prohibition school stories. It's Free Talk Live. Or bring up anything.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.